Hello. As I want to change the intro. Hey, everybody. This is Jordan Sense the Podcast, and the podcast where my laptop swear, which still surprises me because we're on season 4, episode 2, 3. I don't know. But I on TikTok keep posting updates because my TV broke. And how my TV broke was, I was reading my room, and the wall that has, not on, except for my bed, but like, you know, the wall that has my bed going across it, I was putting my thing with the TV on there, and when I was putting the TV there, I was moving the bed to face that way as well, and my bed literally knocked the TV, and the TV fell. And fell right to the floor. Who's messaging me? It's okay. When the TV fell, the lights that were on the back of it kept it floating, but it fell and still broke. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I keep crying about it. Because it's like a really, really good TV. Like, it's cheap. Like, it was £159, which is cheap for a TV. Because if you buy the exact same TV but Samsung, it's £200. And this was a really good TV. Cheap, really good. Love it so much. And it's a TCL Roku, and I love it so, so much. And when it fell, I have pictures of me sobbing. And I don't know what this is, but like, it caused like many mental breakdowns. Like, oh my god, my year in review for last year is just me with crying. I don't know why. Anyway, so I'm gonna audio describe things because you can't see them unless you go on TikTok. I have a picture of me holding my phone sobbing. If you look in the TV screen, you can see my face. I'm literally sobbing, and you can see what happened to the TV. At first, it was one side, like just a little bit of one side. The screen would only come on if it was lying down. So that was one. Like, it would come on, you could only see the cracks, and the whole screen would stay black. But then, if you lied it down, you could see what was on the screen, but it was still with the cracks in and lines coming through, and it was really, really annoying. And then I took it in yesterday. I took it in literally spoke to the person. A minute after the shop had closed, we were at Greece, and a minute after the shop closed, we were talking to the person, and we were there for like a good 10 minutes before he spoke to us, so obviously he wanted to speak to us. And the cat's currently going for something on my top. I don't know what it's going for. What are you going for, eh? My hand's just been in. Oh, he's going for me things, a Titan thing. Basically, we talked to the person. He said, "Do you give us a little pamphlet?" And he said, "There's a circle on it, and it said, call this number." He said, "Hold the number," and it said, "Option 2, option 1, TV," and then all these options that you have to press. So then it put me through to a person. I was on the phone for like 10 minutes as well, and like, I'll tell you how long I was on the phone for. I had to ring twice because the first time they bought me. So, for the first time, I was on the phone for 21 seconds, and the second time, 21 minutes. I think I'm deaf, because I was on the phone, and I couldn't understand them in my ear, and if someone whispers to me, I can't, hey, you, stop going for the microphone. If someone whispers in my ear, I can't understand you. If I have my phone on my ear, I can understand, but, like, I can't understand some words. I don't know if that's just me, or if it was the person on the phone, and it's just people whispering, they're like whispering in like really weird frequencies, but I can't hear it. Because like, when people only whisper to me, I can hear them, but other people, like, they're whispering to me, and I'm like, what are you saying? So yeah, anyway, so he said to me, you give me a referral number, which I didn't end up needing, but we still had it. We got this referral number to take it into the store, and I explained in the store what happened, and she went, oh yeah, I can see the impact. And he said the warranty does not cover the screen, and I was like, what is warranty for then? Like, if the frame literally breaks and falls off, or the wire just breaks. You're gonna give me a new wire, but you're not gonna fix a screen. I think it's just because it's the most literally that's the most expensive part to fix. And she said, she went, "How much did you pay for the TV?" And I told her how much I paid. And she went, "To send it away and get it fixed, cost more than that." She told me before that hand like how much it would be to get it fixed. And as soon as she said that, I was like, "Oh my god!" She went, and that's when she asked how much it was, and I said, "How much was it?" She said, "It's cost more to get it fixed. You just best get a new TV." So, I was nearly crying on the way home, on the way to my nan's, because we were going to my nan's to see my cousin. I literally cried. Let's say that the part this that part was today. Anyway, I literally was like gonna cry. I was on my phone. If I looked up or anything, I was gonna cry. This literally the first thing I said to people was, "Don't buy me a new TV," because I was gonna cry. And here's what we're gonna do. So, I could talk for hours about this TV, and I'm gonna talk for like a little bit about this TV. But here's what we're gonna do. I think my nan's gonna put it on. She has like this thing, and she puts every single one of her appliances, electronics, anything on that. So like, say if I had it, my TV would be on it, my laptop would be on it, my phone would be on it, my Xbox would be on it, my tablet would be on it, my cat would be on it. Everything would be on it. Every electronic you own goes on it. And then if anything, you pay for it monthly or something, or weekly, or I don't know. It's like a £5 a month thing. And when you pay for it, if something breaks, you get it fixed. So like immediately gets fixed and just pay it off. So we're gonna put the TV on there, wait a few days, and then say it's broke. Or I don't know if you're allowed to just put it on and be like, straight away it's broke. Because you're paying for it, aren't you? So like just say it's broke. You know what I mean? And we're gonna try and get it fixed because I'm devastated that this TV is broke. Like when we took it back in today, it's worse. The whole screen's just took over by it now. And the impact you can see worse. And when she turned on, I looked and I proper like shit myself. I was like, what the hell? It was so much better yesterday. And I just went really bad. It would say the TV stayed in my granddad's last night, like on his table. And I forget if it was face down or face up, but it just broke more. I have the TV in my room now. It's not on the side plugged in, it's on the floor. Oh, you don't understand, would you? So, next to the dresser, everything's about how it was, by the way. Before I moved it, the TV fell. So, in the little corner where I had lamps and everything, I have cat stuff, and I still have the lamp and an extension and soundbar there. It's in that little corner, it's in that little nook, so it's not in my way. And, my granddad gave me a TV last night to use, and I'm so, like, privileged to even have, like, a spare TV that I can use, and, like, you know, because I'm literally dying. I would literally die without being able to watch TV. And oh my god, just now shows how much I miss this TV, because the TV that I have chooses when it wants to work with sound, and you know, picks and chooses when it wants to work and everything. And oh my god, if I haven't had this TV, I'll be dead by now. I would have went insane. Like, I know what you're gonna say. You have a laptop, you have a phone, just watch it stuff on there. I do not trust myself to sleep in, like, people sleep with the laptop on the bed. I do not trust myself to do that. I will roll onto my laptop. I need sound to get to sleep. I wouldn't put my laptop on the floor because I'll end up going to sleep at midnight and my screen will be off and I'll end up standing on it. Or do you might say, well, just use your phone? I can't. Because the sound. I do not know what's happening. Oh, it's all about Coin Master. My brother got a stream of Coin Master, so sorry for another day, but I keep attacking him and his fiance. Anyway, so where was I? I forgot what I was saying. You see, I choose when it's working with sound, and it clicks at me like every half an hour, hour, whatever. It clicks at me. It goes, I don't know if it's just checking I'm still alive, but I can hear you. It was rather a lot loud while I have the volume. I can still hear, and it's really annoying. Who's texting me? My friend Leah is just posted on Instagram. I love it so much. Wait, is her name Leah? Wait. Yeah, Leah. Leah Hogan. Love it so much. Anyway, where was I? I've already forgot. So yeah. I hope I can get the TV fixed because honestly, it's the best TV I've had. I know what you're gonna say. Didn't you have a 43 inch before that? So why isn't that your best one? Because it's bigger. I don't care about the size. And the Toshiba one I love so much. I love the remote. I like the remote where it's like clicky. Wait, let me see if you can hear it. Like, I love the ones where it's like clicky like that. I don't like the ones where it's like soft and like here. I have to press it really hard for it to notice that you're doing it. We have that TV, we have a TV like that downstairs, and it's really annoying. I mean, my mom's one like that, and really, I don't know what Alicia has. I set up a TV and everything. I think she has a clicky one. I really like the clicky ones. And my Toshiba one was really good as well. That one was better quality, I have to say. But that one gave me the screen of death, and I only had it for a few months. So, all I done setup was plug in the Fire Stick to it, and it just went, I'm dead now. Like, it literally just showed me the screen of death. I was like, wow, I had you for not even, I think, I don't know if I had it on my birthday or not, I don't think I did, but it literally was like, no, you think, you actually think that I'm gonna work now, wait, not like a year ago, I got 2021 Christmas, so I did it in 2022, yeah, so it would have been a year ago soon, So I had this one longer. I got this one May 10th, 2022, and so I went a few months. It might have been April, and it broke. I mean, so I went like a week, or two, or three, without like a big TV. I went back to a really small TV then, because I had a replacement one, and I used that for a little bit, and then I got this TV. And the post is on Instagram. I actually have a post on Instagram. I went, I got a new TV. And on YouTube, on my old YouTube, I had a post being like, this, remember my old TV worked? And now I'm like, I posted a video of me sobbing. Like I was pure mega sobbing. Oh my God, I literally have to post here. So it was on the 11th of May, I posted the pictures with the TV. It's like I show a picture of TV. I posted two pictures with the TV box. One with the TV box open, another one with it closed. I'm not gonna remember getting this TV. And you still have this TV in stock. When I took it back, I turned around and just saw TCL Roku. And I was like, oh my God, there's my TV. It was the same size and everything. Same box and everything. Like I thought you would like, because people read. Don't you dare walk across that keyboard. That's what my cat just started doing. Walking across keyboards. Doesn't even need to. Like he never used to. He used to sit behind laptops. He still does do that. But now he walks across them and then behind them. But you can't get behind this one right now because there's all stuff behind it. Anyway. So yeah. I'm really sad about that. Anyway, yeah. So I said I saw it behind me. Anyway, yeah. Don't try and eat a glass bottle. It's gonna break your teeth out. Just pure try to eat a glass bottle with a metal lid. It's gonna break your teeth, you little weirdo. Okay, you can eat my finger because you don't hear when you bite. Okay. It breaks you and then licks you. It's cute. Anyway, it doesn't even hurt. But yeah. Basically. Yeah, so I saw it behind me and I was like, oh my God, there's my TV. And it had 10% off. It's cheaper now to buy it now. I was like, oh my God, I need a new TV. Like when I said, like I need a new TV now. If this doesn't get fixed or anything, I need a new TV because I'm not gonna. My granddad wants this one back for one. Like I'm gonna give him it back. I'm gonna clean it before I give it back though, because when I got it was filthy, covered in dust, everything. So I'm gonna clean it before I give it back to him. And it's one of them TVs where on the front the buttons. It's like the Xbox, like the Xbox One, where when you press on the like it just app make magic like you just touch the Xbox logo and it just turns up it like lights up touch screen Mine started breaking when I started selling it, by the way. Like, when I sold the Xbox, it was breaking. Like, that's just the touchscreen part. Like, the whole Xbox just started breaking, which was understandable. I had it since, like, 2014, 2015, maybe. I got it for my birthday, so it would have been 2014 or 15. Still. But Milo's trying to eat me, and Leo's texting me. Amy, brother, just tried to attack my village twice. Excuse me. I have no shield left now. And I have four spins. Sorry, I just need to play my coin master. Sir. I better get in their attack now. No? What the hell? In 6 minutes, I get five more spins. So, anyway, back to what I was saying. I forgot what I was saying. But anyway, yeah, so if anything, if I do have to get a new TV, I'll be getting the same one. Maybe a bit bigger. Might get a 36 inch. If that's even a thing. Is that a thing? Hey Siri. TCL Roku TV 36 inch. Is that even a thing? Is 36 inch even a thing? And it's 32 inch.
Did you mean TCL Roku TV X011 00 JD5 S7C?
Oh my god. No, because like I was opening AirPlay before. If I do it again, it'll probably still come up. It does. That was just right. Also, it's the name of my TV that's broke. And it's not even plugged in or anything. And it went in my grand just before, and like, I was going to screenshot. And oh my god, I'm literally going to stop. Yeah, so I need to get a new TV. So who wants to buy me a new TV? Any of you want to buy me a new TV? It's only £149. Like, only that. Don't you bloody dare, scared the bloody, don't know. Scared the brain cells on my brain, that's what I'm gonna say. Yeah, so what do you mean? Okay, I was in my granddad's yesterday. Oh, wait, my granddad's yesterday. Where was I yesterday? Where was it? Or was it today? I think it was today. I was in my nan's, right? Because I don't think I was even in my nan's yesterday. I was in my nan's yesterday. But my mum went there. And when I don't know, my mum was there, so it was today. So anyway, what was I gonna say? I forget what I was gonna say because I'm trying to do Snapchat stories. I was looking at me, what the hell. Who are you talking to? Don't you dare stop playing with that plug down. That's what I say sometimes, don't you dare. But like, he's just spawning my plug, and it's like one of them plugs where it's like, I do USB-C. Because stupid Apple does USB-C chargers for phones. I don't know what phone started, but I have the iPhone 11 that came with the USB-C charger. Because they make boxes smaller or something. But did they make boxes small, so you can make more boxes and make more? I keep thinking that's the roof. If you can hear that clicking, that's the TV. But I keep thinking it's the roof, because the roof clicks sometimes in the middle of the night. It just goes like, the house just makes noises in the middle of the night. Is that normal for everyone? Like, the house just makes its noises in the night. I don't know what it's supposed to, like, it's, I think it's meant to. I think every item in the world does its little clicks and like and stuff. I don't know. But yeah, anyway. For us, it's all the stuff in the attic probably moving and stuff. Because we have loads of stuff in the attic. We have a Christmas tree. I think this is why I like Christmas so much. Because there's a Christmas tree right in the top of my room right now. And I have two Christmas trees in my room. Oh my god, you sent this to me. So I want to do Christmas in summer. So what I mean by that is, like, get a Christmas tree up in my room in summer and do a little Christmas thing. And to do that, I'm not going to use my big, massive white Christmas tree. I'm not going to use my 6 foot, my 6 foot Christmas tree, the white one. I'm going to use an easy to set up, even though the white one is kind of easy to set up, but, like, you have to find all the branches and put them all in. I have another Christmas tree. What have you just said, Mum? Mum! Hold on. So I just saw the cat's girls and the cat's in here. Mom! Have you just told the cat to get out your room? Have you just told the cat to go out your room? The cat's not in your room, it's in my room. Oh, is Simba in your room? Is Simba in the old room? Hey. Oh, apparently she's been scratching in the room, and the cat's in my room, going to sleep. I'm just sad to try it. Oh my god, so I'm about to sleep in. I'm about to sponsor a mattress. I need a mattress. Because my stupid mattress has springs coming out of it. Yeah, you mattress. I'm trying to get a new one. But if I send, this is the thing you need to send for. You can't just buy and pick up. Because unless you're like me, renting a big 7-seater car, which if you saw me drive, me and my brother driving in this little tiny Nissan Micra, I know how funny it is. I laugh at it too. We were all laughing at it. It's not his car. It's basically his garage gave him a little car to use while his car was getting fixed. Because his car hasn't even got like, been through an MOT and it's waiting for a. What's it waiting for? I don't think this is real. I don't think he's replacing the engine at all. I think he's just using the car for storage. Because literally, when I went to pick up this car, when this. I was up at the man that was really rude to me as well. When I went to pick up this car, I talked about it on YouTube and I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but I might talk about it again. But basically, when we went to pick up the car, I looked in the car. He was like 7-seater, the gorgeous car he has, and it was just getting used for storage. I don't think he's gonna get that back for ages. I honestly think he's gonna sell the car. Like, I think my grandma's gonna sell the car or something to him. He'd be like, it can't get fixed. If you want, you can sell it to me. Or if you want, I can give you money for it and scrap it. And I think he's fixed what was wrong with it, which was an oil leak, which is not to do with the engine. I don't think. But he went, you need a turbo engine? I was like, that's a full-on fake thing. I don't think you need to turn a turbo because his car was fine. His car's quiet. His car was really quiet. So I don't think you need a turbo engine because I'll just make it louder on my race. But like, I think he just is jealous of the car. I know why. Because he didn't buy the car from him. Because basically, the car he had before it, he bought from him. So, I don't know about the car before that, but I know that the car he had before that, he bought from him. And he went and bought it. And then, at the start of 2021, or no, 2022 even, he went out and bought a new car from someone else. But he still put it in the same garage. So I reckon the person's like, because you bought this from someone else, we're not gonna fix it for you. Who do you think we are? I'm like, that's just weird. Anyway, when I went to pick up the car, there was this man that was really, really, really rude to me. Literally, he was working. Like, he was a workman, right? And he walked past me and hit me. Not hit me, but walked into me. Like, nudged me shoulder. Me left one. By the way, before people go, oh, that might be alright. You have the shoulder pain that you're definitely faking, which I'm not faking, by the way. I think I've already talked about that. But I did have my arm in a sling. Anyway, he walked into me, and I turned around. You know what anyone would do? Turn around to see who walked into him. So I turned around, maybe more than once. I turned around to get a good look at them. And he turned around and goes, and like the bus was still there. I thought he weren't getting on the bus, he was going across behind the bus, and the bus was still there. So everyone on the bus witnessed this, and the bus driver was probably there. He went, "Ooh, you looking at your little knob?" Like, or something like that. I don't exactly remember what came out of his head. Out of his mouth. But then he said something like, "Ooh, you looking at your little knob?" And my granddad was there, and I was just hand around, and I had tears come out my eyes, and I was like, oh my god, all I done was turn around to see who walked into me, and he talked to me like that. Like, you know, what gave them the right to do that? And by the way, I could have went to the police for that because that was, well, I think I could have went to the police for that because that's like literally, I think that's like illegal because that's like being rude to me in the streets. And he was a working man as well, so you know, just doesn't make sense. I forget exactly when that was. I think it was in October or September. But oh my God, when he took, when I was like tears in my eyes, everything, and we got the car. And everything, and as soon as I sat in the car, I got my phone out and called my mom. I was like, "This man has just been so rude to me in the street." I don't think I have to say man. I think I just have to say this person, because I think we all know by now it's men. It's never a woman. It's always men. And like to think he walked into me though, and then started being rude to me. If anything, I should have been rude to him. I should have been. Who you walking into, you little knob? Also, and I did, but I didn't. He called me a knob, and he said, "Who you looking at?" Even though he was in the wrong already. And yeah, so why? What gives him like the thought in his brain to be like, "Oh, I can be rude to this person"? Like, oh my God, like, that's like really rude. And the cat's coming to peer in the microphone, and now he's touching the microphone. If you can hear that, it's the cat. Touching the microphone, and now he's walking across my laptop. Oh, and now he's fell into my laptop. Go on, you can go on the floor. Hold on, I'm getting messages. I've only got one person. I got my name, and then I probably got more than one. Hold on. He's messing with my friend. Anyway, so what else did I want to talk about? Do I want to talk about? Because I'm trying to make it like one segment, which isn't gonna happen because I have 3 minutes left on this segment. So it might be more than one segment. I'm going through Instagram stories, Snapchat stories. Oh, technically, I'm single. My heart is taken by someone I can't call my own. Oh my God, hey Liv. I wish I was exactly what you are looking for. Liv snuck into Ninja Warrior. Who's that? Oh, Amber. Apparently just snuck into Ninja Warrior. What are you gonna do when they ask you to see your wristbands? Or because they weren't wearing like jackets or anything, what are you gonna do when they see you not wearing wristbands? And what else can I talk about? If you're wondering where Simba is, by the way, he's more of an outdoor cat, so he does come back every once in a while, but he's doesn't come in the house. Like, he'll come in for food and everything, but he doesn't come in the house and, like, come around the house and sleep in all our rooms and everything. He sleeps outside and comes back, like, once a week or so, or maybe twice a week. And that, oh my God, I love that. I love Simba so much, and I love Milo so much. They're both like me little worlds. Milo's in a tunnel right now, going to sleep. But yeah. What else? I'm looking around my room now to see what I can talk about. I don't think I have anything else, so I'm probably gonna go. I have a minute left on this segment. I'll think if I can have anything else. But if not, then this is gonna be the last segment. So well, you're welcome for your half an hour episode. I'm trying to get good at better ideas and make them longer, but I'm really sorry that they are only half an hour or 45 minutes. But yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll see yous all later. I'm gonna check on my TikTok favorites, and then I'll if I have anything else to talk about, then I will. But if not, then I love yous, and I'll see yous on the next episode. Be sure to follow me. And yeah, bye. I've just been on Twitter and I've got 3 notifications from Liverpool Echo. And I had this one. That one, okay, we'll leave that one because, yeah. Because that one isn't, you know. So, is, I'm going to read these. For some reason, my notifications from, like, the news and everything is death for some reason. But anyway, so. So, a four-year-old girl was born with severe health issues, died after a problem with her feeding pump in the middle of the night, an inquest heard. So, Amelia Louise Edwards from Sutton Weaver in Runcorn has a rare genetic condition which meant her blood sugar needs to be maintained at a certain level during the night. However, I'm not trying to make a joke out of this, by the way. I just can't speak at all. I'm just really bad at speech. So, before people come at me. So, she has a rare genetic condition which meant her blood sugar needs to be maintained at a certain level during each night. However, she died on April 8th, 2021. I don't know why I'm getting this now. I have another one from like 2020 or something. Or 2022. So despite her best efforts of her parents and paramedics and medics at Whiston Hospital and Alderaay Children's Hospital to save her. So she died because of a feeding pump, it broke in the middle of the night. Then here's another thing which I got before. I just want to say, I have no relation to this person before people ask because this person has the same second name. So, a mum said that her son's death came out of the blue at 2 years old. So, Jacob Murphy died in 2020 after he contracted the adenovirus, and his mum Chelsea said that he fought to the end. So, he was born in 2017. Jacob was born 23 weeks premature and spent 5 months in hospital. So Chelsea from St. Helens said her son recovered and had gone to lead a happy, healthy and normal life. That was until 2019 when he started to get a slight cough. At the time, Chelsea thought he was just unwell before being rushed into Whiston Hospital. So wait, the thing's closed. So when she's speaking to the Echo, she said he was just a little poorly boy, but it was nothing major. And then in January 2020, he was taken into hospital and transferred to Alderaay, where they told us he had this virus. He kept fighting as best as he could, but he passed away after 3 weeks. The virus came out of the blue, and he was a happy boy with the biggest smile, and nothing ever got in his way. He was such a bright and beautiful son. Due to Jacob being born prematurely, Jacob's lungs did not develop properly, and doctors told Chelsea that he would have respiratory problems in the future. So, adenoviruses are a group of viruses that typically cause respiratory illnesses, such as a common cold, but can become a life-threatening concern for young infants and those with weakened immune systems. So Chelsea, who was 27 years old, said, "We don't know how we got it, and it's been hard. We take every day as it comes. It is the anniversary of his death in 2 weeks, but his birthdays are a lot harder. It is so difficult when you realise that he is not here to celebrate it. He went through so much, and now he is not here. I miss him every day." So Chelsea is now raising money for Alderaay Children's Bereavement Centre in honour of his son. If you'd like to donate to the page, there's more information to be found on the website. I do not know how I can share this. So it's on Just Given. And if you search Jacob Jack on Just Given, I actually had a charity on Just Given for cancer research. So if you go on Just Given and go to Jacob Jack. So in memory of Jacob Jack for Alderaay Children's Charity, because she wants to give something back. So she's already raised £394, and I'm gonna share this to my Instagram story. So if you go on my Instagram you will be able to see this. I may have to go. So yeah, I'll see you later.